Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is threatening a state government boycott of the Hyatt hotel chain. The threat follows Hyatt's firing of about 100 Boston-area housekeepers earlier this month. The governor is demanding Hyatt rehire the housekeepers. Hyatt responded by saying it's disappointed the governor is getting involved in its business and issued a threat about other employees. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Some of the housekeepers had worked at Hyatt's three Boston-area hotels for as long as 25 years. The hotel company replaced them with workers who get far fewer benefits and earn less, $8 an hour.
The supervisor went and brought tissue. I'm like, this tissue is for what?
Last night, some of the discharged housekeepers met with Governor Deval Patrick. They told him that despite Hyatt's denials, they'd been forced to train their replacements. Patrick says he understands that businesses have to make tough decisions in this economy, but that Hyatt's move was unconscionable.
If they must take this path, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And they've done it in an exceedingly wrong way. And it seems to me the only way to make it right is to offer these folks their jobs back.
If not, Patrick says state employees will no longer stay in Hyatt hotels. The company says it regrets having to make the personnel change, but that the hotel industry is facing the worst economic climate in decades. Business and personal travel is way down. Marianne Varentz is the company's human resources director in Boston. She says the governor is playing politics with a price.
There are 600 associates who work in Hyatt properties in Massachusetts. The governor's boycott would be a direct threat to those jobs.
State business with the hotel chain is relatively small, in the tens of thousands of dollars a year. But the governor's threat has turned what touched a public nerve into a symbolic standoff. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.